Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Yes! Brand new Bang and I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's brand new Bang and I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, the bottom of the bottom, the worst of the worst, work at CVS, Dwayne Reed, and Rite Aid in New York City. Plus, false positives and positive false COVID-19 tests. Plus, why the Cowboys lost, the real reason why the Dallas Cowboys lost, and so much more in a museum-quality, hard-hitting, fully negative, fully positive, museum-quality I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, start this I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast off with something real funky. This is the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go.
Do it one more time.
A biggity boom. Yeah. Brand new Bang and I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is in Tsukasa. The name is Michael Rapport. Michael David Rapport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the White Chocolate Tito, a.k.a. the Jewish Jake LaMotta, a.k.a. the Jewish James Dean, and you are now rocking with the very, very best, the world's most disruptive podcast, the Iron Dome of Disruption, the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Hope everybody's feeling good. I hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody's feeling sane. Hope everybody is keeping your head on a swivel and hanging in the pocket like Tommy Botox Brady. Woo! I'll do that again. Woo! I didn't get that first one out. Anyway, Brand New Bang and I and Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here, coming live and direct on Muhammad Ali's birthday, his 80th birthday week. The great Muhammad Ali would have been 80 today. Young. Muhammad Ali died young. But obviously, you know, with all the fighting and the injuries and the trauma, it's not shocking. But when you think about it, 80 years old, that's not very old for the greatest of all time. Always acknowledge Muhammad Ali on his birthday. Always think about the champ on his birthday, what he means to me, what he means to, I know, my father, what he means to the world. I mean, everybody's got their own sort of relationship with Muhammad Ali. As I look at one, two, three, four, I got four photographs of the champ in my crib here. And the greatest of all time, top to bottom. Even though he lost, he did so much winning above and beyond the feats in the ring. I mean, fucking Muhammad Ali. So if you're around a TV, Netflix, you should watch one of the Muhammad Ali documentaries. You should watch Ken Burns' documentary. You could watch on ESPN, Muhammad and Larry. Excellent, excellent. 30 for 30 about Muhammad Ali when he fought Larry Holmes. Excellent. I mean, really, very sad for me, but excellent. You could watch, I mean, there's just tons of them. And just remember and appreciate the life and times of the champ. You know, call myself the champ, champ of disruption, podcasting champ. But there's really only one person who you can say champ, and everybody will acknowledge. And it ain't Rocky Balboa, but I call him the champ. But the true, true champ, the true GOAT, the greatest of all time, he came up with that. That's him. You know, there's GOAT this, GOAT that. Who's the GOAT? LeBron, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady. Who's the GOAT comedian? Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy. GOAT, 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 GOAT. There would be no discussion. GOAT rapper. Is it Hove? Is it Nasty Nas? Is it Biggie? Is it Tupac? Is it Eminem? GOAT, 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 GOAT. There would be no conversation of GOAT anything without Muhammad Ali calling himself the greatest of all time before he was even the heavyweight champion. If you could imagine that. I mean, you really want to deep dive into Muhammad Ali? Get that Ken Burns Muhammad Ali documentary on PBS. I don't know where it is. Okay. The Apple thing on the Apple TV, it's got that search. You just put in Muhammad Ali, Ken Burns, and it'll tell you what streaming services it's on. Because, you know, about 3 years ago, I mentioned, you know, at the time I had DirecTV. Now I'm in New York City. I have a Spectrum. I got Spectrum. I got a bill for Spectrum every single month. It's, I don't know what it is, $200, some shit. Then I got Peacock, I got Netflix, I got Hulu, I got Amazon, I got NBA TV, I got NFL Sunday. It. I don't even want to look at the amount of money I'm spending on watching all this shit. They get you every which way but loose. We just subscribed to a Paramount TV for the month. Got to make sure I cut that because we started watching this show. What's the name of the show?
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone, which I really like. You know, we're about five episodes in. Yellowstone.
Hey, we watched two episodes.
No, we didn't watch two. We watched two nights. The opening episode, four episodes. We watched four. We're four because the opening episode is 2 hours. Then we watched three. We watched four episodes. We're on episode five. My wife falls asleep. My wife falls asleep like, it's like a grandmother. Like, she just, she doesn't even know she's asleep. watch Housewives. She's sleeping. Housewives, I pause it because I refuse to watch a frame of The Real Housewives of Anywhere without my wife. Anyway, that show is a good show starring Kevin Costner. I heard it's a good show. Let me tell you something. Yellowstone, I slept on it. Four seasons in. Give you the short, the long. It's like The Sopranos on, what is it? What do they call it?
Montana,
on the ranchers. The ranchers. It's literally like The Sopranos. It's a gangster show. And instead of driving around in Cadillacs, they're driving around on horses. Instead of wearing like gold chains, they're wearing cowboy hats. It's literally the same sort of premise of a mob-like world in Montana. And it's great. My man Cole Hauser's in it. He's great. There's some other actors in there that I've never seen. But Kevin Costner's a star. Cole Hauser's, who I met, worked with him on Higher Learning. He played the big dog skinhead with me. It was the two of us, two Jews playing skinheads, but we threw down in that movie. Cole, you'll recognize, has been in a bunch of shit. Obviously, Kevin Costner needs no introduction. But I really like, what the fuck is it? Yellowstone. It's a good show, even though we're maybe four or five episodes in, but people swear by it. And the thing is when you start watching a show, it's like, okay, you start thinking, okay, well, they just finished season four. Okay, so let's say it's 10 episodes per season. I'm not even sure. I'm not fact-checking. So you're talking 40 hours of TV. 40 hours of TV is a long, long commitment because you have the NFL playoffs. You have the NBA, which is picking up steam. You have the news. You have your phone. You have reality TV. Just those things right there. Then you have sleep. How much time can you really watch? How much time can you dedicate to watch all these shows? There's so many shows, so little time. Just like there's so many sick fucks, so little time. And I know I'm behind on the sick fucks. Listen, guys, I just had COVID. Okay, and I'll break down the COVID stuff in a second, but I don't know how I got on Yellowstone. I have no idea how I got on Yellowstone. That's that brain fog. Brain fog! Yo, Miles, you need to come up with a horn. Whenever I can't remember something, we need a horn, like a sound. Brain fog! Can you create that, Miles? Brain fog! Oh, yeah, I was talking about the streaming and the amount of money. And I don't know. Do you remember, babe? She don't know. She got brain fog, too. My wife has brain fog, too. My wife also has COVID. Okay? Yeah. And she's not in the greatest of mood. I've driven her nuts today. The point is this. I don't remember what the point is. Biggity. Brain fog! But I will say this. In regards to COVID. So, it has been a week since I was diagnosed, tested positive for COVID. So, on day five, we have these approved tests by the FDA. We got them from Rite Aid. Again, why should I believe anything at Rite Aid? They have these approved at-home COVID tests that you could buy at Rite Aid from Gremlins. Fucking Gremlins work at Rite Aid. If they were doing that movie, The Gremlins, now, you would just be like, they all work at Rite Aid. Or like Revenge of the Ninja Turtles, you know, like they like in the sewers and shit. It'd just be the staff of Rite Aid. Dwayne Reed, CVS, same thing. I don't know if these places are related, not related, but it is... Let me tell you something. It's not just Rite Aid at CVS. I got a coffee spot near me. Coffee, tea, vegan, right? They got these vegan donuts. They're like crack. They are literally like crack. They got vegan chocolate chip cookies. They got all this vegan shit, right? Vegan this, vegan avocado toast. Nice food, good food. Nice new place. I'm not going to name the name. Every single time I go into this place, they're all sweet kids in there, 23, 24, 19. every single time I go into this pleasant little coffee place near me that prides itself being a veganist, and their food does live up to the expectations. There's not one time I've been in there with these little dumb fucks. And I'm nice to them. I give them 30% tip all the time because I'm blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm fortunate. Every single order that I've gotten from this place that will remain nameless, these little shits mess up the order. The other day, we go in there. This is pre-COVID. The other day, we go in there, I get an avocado toast. Okay, I want avocado toast, and I'm going to get my lovely wife a donut, and I'm going to get my lovely wife a cookie. So that means two donuts, because, of course, I'm not just bringing her the fucking donut. Who we fooling? And two cookies. So I said, let me get two cookies, two donuts to go. I want a glazed, two glazed donuts. I want two chocolate chip donuts to go. Plus, I want my avocado toast stay here. I'm going to eat it here. Okay? They go, okay. So it's two donuts, two cookies to go. You want your avocado toast to stay? I go, yes. I go sit down. Wait a few minutes. Fucking dummies come out with everything. Like I'm going to sit there and eat avocado toast, two giant cookies and two giant donuts by myself. They said, did you want it all to stay or go? I go, let's do it again. Let's hit the rewind button. Maybe you got brain fog. Briggity, brain fog. The point is that I say to my wife, I said, you know, you go into CVS, you go into Rite Aid, you go into Duane Reade, dumb fucks. You go into the tea place, the vegan tea place, dumb fucks. And these little shits, they're all complaining about how the job sucks and how they want insurance. Insurance for what? What are you doing besides bringing me the wrong order every single time that you deserve insurance? It's a shit job. And some people might say, Mike Rapp, it's a shit job. Well, you're 21, 22, 23. You're supposed to have shit jobs. Most people have shit jobs when they're 21, 22, 23. But when you do a shit job at your shit job, what does that say about you? If you can't do well at a shit job, you're not going to turn into Kanye West and you're going to become a fashion designer. Everybody's like, oh, I'm starting a clothing line. Just because you splat some paint on some t-shirts and a hoodie doesn't mean you're starting a clothing line. You're not Kanye. You're not Virgil. Okay? That's not the fucking Stairway to the Stars is I'm going to start a clothing line. Now it's like I'm going to play in the NBA. I'm playing NFL. And I'm going to do a clothing line. No, you're not. Or I make music. No, you don't. Okay? No, you're not DJ Khalid, okay? You don't. So just when I ask for my avocado toast to stay and my cookies to go, it ain't that fucking hard. I'm saying it slow. I already gave you a 30% tip. Make it fucking right, man. I'm not asking for that much. You know, my wife thinks it's because they're high. Is everybody smoking that much weed? Isn't it supposed to make you more effective? Are they that burnt out? Are they on that ooh-wee, that KY? Do I have to suffer? Well, you're dinged out of your mind on who knows what? Anyway, don't know how I got there, but great. I just say this, great first 15 minutes of a podcast. I mean, this has been a great first 15 minutes of a podcast. That's why I could tell this is going to be a great episode. Sultan of Sniff here. But to bring you up to speed on my COVID situation. So day five, I take an at-home COVID test that we got from Rite Aid, Duane Reade, or one of these holes. So I take the test on my fifth day. And after a half an hour, we wait. I look at it. It says negative. I go, yes. The gringo man dingo fucked COVID. COVID came to meet the disruptive warrior, and COVID walked out with its hand over its ass because it was leaking, because I kicked him right in the ass. Okay? Say, well, how do you know COVID's a guy? You said him. Okay, then I kicked her in the ass. COVID came to fuck with me, and I fucked her right in the ass. How does that sound? Does that sound good? You like that better? I think that sounds weird. Anyway, I hit the Dust Brothers. I go, guys, negative, bro. Just took my test. Hit this one, hit that one. Hitting everybody, negative, B. Ba, 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 ba. Feeling good. Because, you know, to be honest with you, for the last few days, I have felt good. I felt like there's no problems. There's no drama, which is really what I was trying to avoid. I don't want any weird stuff. You know, I broke down some personal medical history to you guys in the last podcast. Broke down the whole experience. But in general, I'm feeling good. I also told you that on the last podcast, my wife tested positive. You know, other than, you know, just feeling like she has a head cold. And I'm not diminishing other people's experience who have worse stuff. Because that's the problem with this. Everybody's got a different situation. Underlying this, underlying that, genetic makeup. Who the fuck knows? I don't know. I'm over it. Point is that day five, I get a negative test. Boom. It's literally 12 degrees outside. I go, fuck this. I'm negative. I don't care if it's 12 degrees. I'm going to Central Park. I put my tights on. I got my compression tights. Put my my sweatpants on. Put on my three layers. Put on my jacket. I put on my Hoka sneakers. What do they call Hoka? I got these waterproof sneakers, Hoka or Hoka, H-O-K-A. I'm going to go outside. It's the middle of the day. There's no wind. I'm going outside. I march on over to Central Park. Bop, 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 bop. I'm doing a little running, light running, okay? Feeling good, feeling strong, getting that lung capacity going, moving, grooving, enjoying the sights and the sounds of being outside in New York City. It's weird to run. It is weird to run, albeit I don't run fast. It's more like a speed walk for some normal people. My jog that I do when I say, oh, I run, it's probably like a speed walk for most of you guys. That's fine. That is fine, and at least I'm out there. I'm getting that breathing going, but I'm saying like it was brick, like straight up brick cold, and I wasn't feeling any pain because it's so cold. Normally when I run, I could feel like my joints. My legs were so fucking cold. My body was so cold, although I wasn't freezing at all. Just, you could feel the coldness on your you know, your body. I was like, how do people do this? You know, I'm seeing a couple of assholes out here. They're running in shorts. You know, I saw that. Well, I'm triple layered up. People are like, you know, gallivanting around Central Park in shorts. And this, anyway, I'm outside. I do 11,000 steps. I come back home feeling really good, feeling really proud of myself, feeling excited about life. I take off all my clothes, you know, down to my tights and my, you know, my thermal. I go look at my test again. Fucking test has changed. The test from when went from being negative to there's a slight line making it read that I'm still positive. I go, what the fuck kind of bullshit is this? So I got a false positive. Or no, I got a false negative is what I got. I got a negative that turned into a positive. Technically, we call that, well, I don't know if we call that. I'm calling it right now. We call that a false negative. Everybody's been talking about false positives. I got a false negative. But it changed like 3 hours after I initially took the test. So I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe or what's what. You know, I'm keeping my distance. You know, I'm going to take another test tomorrow. And I'm hoping that I come back negative. I don't feel like I have anything. But, you know, when you have this COVID shit, you start to think, like, how do I feel? You know, what do I feel like? Do I feel any symptoms? And I got to be honest, there's not a day that has gone by in the last, I don't know, 15 years, 16 years, where I could actually say I wake up feeling like $1 million. I don't know that feeling. Some people go, oh, I feel like if I truly, truly did the analysis on how I feel, I can't remember the last time I woke up actually feeling like $1 million. $1 million is a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And if you have $1 million in your hand in cash, you're going to be very, very excited. And you probably have a feeling that I have not experienced waking up to in the last 15, 16 years. I mean, there's always something with me, whether it's a fucking, like an ingrown toenail, or whether it's like just an ache in my hip, a back thing, a snotty nose. It could be, some psoriasis, a wet stool. I mean, there's a list of things on any given day that I'm feeling. Throat soreness, I hate myself. I hate the way I look in the mirror. Any of these things. There's never a time that I actually wake up feeling like $1 million. I mean, I got a lot of problems. You know, knock on wood, none of them really materialize into something, but I got a lot of problems, both physically and mentally. So to actually say, oh yeah, I'm feeling like $1 million, that's not really anything that I've experienced recently. I don't know if I've ever experienced. I talked to you about this. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. You've been with me for 800 plus episodes. We're heading towards the 900th episode. I don't even know what episode this is right here. 888, 800, I don't know. But I've been phlegmy since as long as I can remember. You know, I've had learning disabilities, behavior problems. I never feel like $1 million. So you give me COVID at 51, soon to be 52 years old, in the middle of winter? The point being is that I've gotten in tune with how I feel every single morning during the last week. And although I feel like myself, I don't feel like an actual stack of cash, like a pile of cash, what that would feel like, $1 million. Like, let's say it's in 20s, 50s, and 100s. That'd be, if you had that in your hand, like, yo, I got $1 million. You feel pretty fucking, you'd be hyped. I don't wake up feeling that way. Point being is, I do feel fine. And although it is brick cold here in New York, and it's funny because when you're in New York, and I haven't lived here throughout a full winter in a long time, and I'm sure there's people all over the world listening to this podcast, and some of you in Bulgaria. I know we got the Australian Rapper Pack. We have a Rapper Pack in the United States. We have our Canadian fans. You guys know cold. Okay, it was only 17 here, and it wasn't windy. Okay. I went out earlier today, okay, and it was 33, and I'm like, this is great. You get broken. Your spirit gets broken where you're accepting 33, 37, 41. Now, this is, it's like we could go play tennis. You're like Yvonne Lendl, Jimmy Connors, Vidas Garolaitis and those guys, at the U.S. Open, at Wimbledon, the French Open or something like that, Australian Open. Shout out to the Australian Rapper Pack. And I'm not going to do this whole Dojovic. I'm not getting into that. But that weather changing, it breaks you. Your standards of what's good and what's not good, they change very quickly. When you're in Central Park and you're moving around and you're like, you're going through cryotherapy for 2 hours because you're in the park for 2 hours. And that walk for 2 hours in Central Park, hour and 45 minutes, man, even in the winter, I'm looking at the ducks, those poor ducks in the Central Park Reservoir. Those motherfuckers are freezing. I don't know where the turtles are. I don't know what they do. I don't know where they hide in Central Park, but they're gone for a while. We ain't going to be seeing no turtles. No turtle videos on my Instagram it's going to be a minute before we see those videos because the motherfuckers are out. They're not popping their little heads out, hanging out you know, on the Instagram stories with that John Coltrane music. Because you are listening to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, there's a good chance you love sports as much as me, if not more. Gambling on sports is nothing new, but doing it from your couch is, with more and more states and sites making it legal. There's so much money to be made. That's why me, Michael Rappaport, the Dust Brothers, and my guy Ben Bowler have created Captain Picks, aka a community of winners. We have a team of captains that are making winning picks at NBA, NFL, NHL, college football, and basketball, plus live game betting and more. You can either have picks emailed to you daily, weekly, monthly, or join our Discord for up-to-the-minute plays and strategy. You don't have to be at this alone. Sign up at CaptainPicks.com today. That's CaptainPicks.com today, and start winning tonight, today, ASAP. Anyway, we're gearing back up one way or another, okay? I've been getting this, the fancy test. By the time you're probably listening to this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, and hopefully I'll be in the clear. Because who the fuck knows what a false negative was and a negative positive and bop. But as I told you, I'll be back on the Wendy Williams Show the week of January 31st. That full week, and then I'm in Tacoma. Tacoma, Washington, February 4th and 5th. Now, it was going to be February 3rd, 4th, and 5th, but I had to pull that third show. So there's four shows in Tacoma, February 4th, February 5th, and then I'm in West Palm the 10th, 11th, and 12th. February 10th, 11th, and 12th. The following week, I'm in Boston. Can't wait to go back to Boston, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. And then the following weekend after that, I'm in Buffalo. It was another great city. I had a great time performing in Buffalo, the 24th, 25th, 26th. And then I'm in Pittsburgh, which I'm really also hyped to go to, March 4th and 5th. Anyway, there's plenty of other shows. I have everything that's up at MichaelRappaportComedy.com, MichaelRappaportComedy.com. And as we get closer, there'll be some more links and more dates. But that's the initial shit that we got coming up. We got Wendy Williams the 31st, the week of the 31st. And then that Friday and Saturday, we're in Tacoma. And then the 10th, 11th, and 12th, West Palm. Anyway, it's all available at MichaelRappaportComedy.com, MichaelRappaportComedy.com. You know the drill. Okay, you come to a show, let me know you're in Tsukasa, you listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, say Dingo, Gringo Man Dingo, Jewish James Dean, whatever you're into, okay, whatever your favorite moniker is, the White Chocolatito, whatever it is, just scream it, yell it, makes me feel like I'm working in front of a home crowd, although I'm on the road, literally. And figuratively, boom, what? The NFL games were awesome. Great, great first weekend of NFL games. So much fun. Some blowouts, but just dope games and fun games. And, you know, the people that were supposed to win, there weren't any upsets. You know, the Bengals beat the Raiders, of course. The Buffalo Bills beat the shit out of the Patriots. I went with the Patriots, and I'm glad I was wrong. Fuck the Patriots. Nothing. There's so few things in sports, even though they're not the same Patriots, they're a broken down, bitter, miserable team. There's so few things in sports that I enjoy as much as the Patriots losing and the Red Sox losing. And I can't even name one person on the Red Sox right now. I know none of these fucks, but I know I don't like them. I don't know who the coach is, but I know I don't like them. I don't know who the players are. I know I don't like them. The Chiefs beat the shit out of the Steelers. Probably the end of Big Ben Roethlisberger. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers shitted on the Eagles. The Rams beat the Cardinals. And then the one that everyone is still talking about is the Dallas Cowboys versus the San Francisco 49ers, who, why, I don't know how this happened. There should be a 30 for 30 on why and how. Is it the star on the helmet? Are they the self-anointed America's team? Who anointed them America's team? Because outside of Dallas Cowboy fans, no one likes the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, it's like that was the only game that took place this weekend. And it's been 3 days, 2 days since the game, and people just won't shut the fuck up about the Dallas Cowboys. They lost. They got blown out. They got blown out. That little bullshit quarterback sneak that Dak Prescott did and the controversy over the referee and this, that, and should they have thrown a Hail Mary from 40 yards out or should they would have one more chance to get there from 25 yards out. They didn't even deserve that last play. The Dallas Cowboys did not even deserve that last play. Is the referees? Is it Mike McCarthy? They suck. And I'm glad they lost. I don't know why the Dallas Cowboys winning and losing, it becomes like the only game that took, like it was the Super Bowl. They lost. Deebo Samuels, my fucking guy, my fantasy football stud. He's a fucking football player. I think they technically have him as a wide receiver. He could do it all. Kick field goals, I bet. I bet you he could play ping pong, lacrosse, ice hockey, roller skate. Deebo Samuel is a fucking beast. And they dominated the Cowboys, and the Cowboys got that Dak Prescott touchdown, and they got themselves into some position to maybe throw a Hail Mary. They lost. It wasn't the referees. It was you guys. And it's such a discredit to the rest of the nation who love all these other teams that we got to sit there 3 days after the game and they're still trying to dissect what happened to the Dallas Cowboys. I know what happened. They got the shit beaten out of them. Blaming the refs. No refs. They lost. And I'm happy about it. You know, I might like the fact that they lost more than the Patriots losing because the Patriots got blown out so violently. Nonetheless, NFL playoffs, wild card, week one is in the books. And now we move on to the next round, the next level. And I just can't wait. It's fantastic. The NFL is and always will be what? Figgity fan. Fantastic. What else going on? So, allegedly, now you never know if this shit is true, but allegedly, Jake Paul, who somehow made $40 million, allegedly, because, again, these guys, his brother Larry got scammed out of Pokemon cards. This guy's a grown man fucking with Pokemon cards. That's for 8-year-olds. But this asshole allegedly, bought or got, I don't know. I don't even know what a Pokemon card is. I think my kids were into that when they were in 5. But Larry got a $3.5 million box of Pokemon cards, and they were G.I. Joe cards. Good. You've been scamming people for years, you and your brother. Good, you finally took one. You finally took one right up the keister, you and Larry, you and Jake, you guys fucking people out of money, making us watch these stupid fixed fights and all that. You finally took one right up the keister. But Jake Paul, allegedly, him and Mike Tyson have agreed to a $50 million exhibition boxing match. Mike Tyson's going to beat the fucking shit out of Jake Paul. Mike Tyson is going to fuck Jake Paul up quickly. This ain't going to be no funny shit. Like, Mike Tyson needs to get on that. I'll eat your ass. I'll fuck you until you like it. Mike Tyson's going to fuck Jake Paul up. And if I can make my way to that fight, if I can be at that fight, I will go to that fight to watch it and witness it in person. We don't know if it's set. We don't know if it's really real. We don't know what. But apparently, they have agreed. There's some asshole that's going to put up. It's not an asshole. Somebody's putting up $50 million to make this happen, and we're all going to watch. And Mike Tyson ain't taking no phantom punches, none of this goofy shit. There's no referees or any of that. We're not going to need no referees. I don't care what age Mike Tyson is. He's going to smash Jake Paul, and I cannot wait. If that happens, that's what'll make me feel like $1 million. That will be the moment that I know what feeling like $1 million is at 52 years old. Oh my goodness. That will be pure elation, orgasmic elation. Whoa, Mike, you sound like it's a little, it will be sexual. It will be sexual to finally see the end of this fucking guy and go down in brutal, brutal fashion. Of course, Jake Paul wants to spar a guy who's pushing 60 like my man Ike Tyson. But he's fucking with the wrong one because Mike Tyson is not to be played with when it comes to that boxing shit. Even Roy Jones, he was like, yo, when he hit me with the body in that exhibition fight they had, he said, I felt my shit rattle. And he was pulling back on Roy Jones because that's his man. Jake Paul's not his man. Mike Tyson doesn't do that. Oh, you, it's just a different thing. Anyway, came, saw, conquered, came, saw, disrupted. On the next I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, the shooter will be in that butler uniform. Okay? We'll be recording it. There will be video. I'll be putting it up on my YouTube. He will be on Dress to Impress in that butler uniform this week, barring any craziness, because obviously things are in such a weird place in the world. Who would have thought I would have been down and out with COVID, even though I just tested falsely positive or positively falsely. Anyway, came, saw, disrupted. Came, saw, disrupted. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me out of here. End this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast with something real nice, something real proper, but most importantly, end this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast with something real loud and, something real funky. I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. I'm out.